The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And we're back for the final hour of the show. It's 11:02 with Randy Corporon. 303-696-1971. When a line frees up, grab it while the grabbing is good. And I'm so glad to everybody who held over during the break, because I misread my calendar, and Wayne Allen Root will not be joining us until 11:25. So we're going to get to every single one of your calls. His new book, The Great Patriot, Protest and Boycott Book, The Priceless List for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80-plus million Trump warriors to cancel culture, and save America. You know that is going to be good. But before we get back to the phones, do you remember this?
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Yeah, that I never quite knew what to make of that little moment of Sally Fields as she was accepting the Emmy for Best Actress. What was the movie? Places in the Heart, I think. The old Flying Nun. That's how I knew her. But Places in the Heart, that was her Emmy. I played that because, number one, it's cute. But number two, today is her 75th birthday. 75th birthday for Sally Field. She was just girl when I was a little boy. So it just reminds us our icons are aging, no doubt about that. All right, since we've got the time, we will be joined by Wayne Allen Root here in a few minutes. We'll go Brian, Eric, and Jim in that order, starting with Brian in Arvada. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. Yeah, they're definitely political prisoners. I mean, they haven't been convicted of anything. They're putting in solitary confinement. They're being punished. This is unheard of. These people are demonic. And we all got to realize that. And we're running out of time on this mandate thing. What do you think should be done about that?
Well, let's not forget your second question, but I want to focus on your first comment, because we just pass right over that so often. The spiritual component to what's happening in America is ignored. It's not discussed. People are nervous about it in the church. I was at the world premiere in Sioux City, Iowa on Tuesday night for Trevor Loudon's movie, Enemies Within the Church, an absolute 100% expose, their people's own words, their own acts and actions put together in a documentary, a very interesting documentary, exposing, for instance, the Southern Baptists and just other large church organizations that are being taken over by the woke left. And it's going to be interesting, because people who've listened to my shows over the years and are familiar with Trevor Loudon know that he has 70 or more thousand pages on a Wikipedia, keywiki.org, where he outs Democrat politicians and others, not necessarily just Democrats, who have affiliations with communist organizations, Marxist organizations, and people that promote those ideologies. And as a result of this movie, which I think is available for public consumption on November 12th, Enemies Within the Church, they're going to set up a separate page to expose these phony pastors and these woke church officials who have taken over these massive churches, and they're going to call it Enemies Within the Church .com/Wokipedia. And I think that's just terrific. Wokipedia, I love it. So we can't let go of that. And for people who are non-spiritual, you can still recognize evil. And there is evil in the world right now. And the face of it is the Democrat Party. There's just no doubt about it. As far as your second question on the mandates running out of time, do you say that because of the January 4th deadline that Biden has thrown down for companies of 100 or more?
Yeah, well, I think right now we're at a tipping point. We have to start going on the offense. And what I'm thinking is 50% of truckers right now are not vaccinated. They have more power than we know. They could literally be the farmers of 1776 if they park their truck, yeah, we're all going to have to pay a price for this, but we're going to have to do something. They park their truck and they say, until you get rid of these mandates, we don't work. Shut down the country. Then you get these people that just go along to get along. They'll get involved too, because they'll go to the shelves and stuff and they'll realize what's going on instead of just burying their head in the sand. We have to do something. We can't just keep talking. The time has come to start doing.
Well, your point is well taken, and we saw the effect of the Southwest Airlines employees changing.
Imagine if they just shut it down and said, we're not going to fly until you change it, though. Yeah. I'm not talking one day. I'm talking park your trucks and say, until you change this, because we're going down a path we're not going to be able to return from. And the truckers are literally a key aspect. They could literally be the farmers of 1776. They could literally shut down this nation and put so much pressure on these crooked, corrupt politicians we have that they would have no choice but to get rid of this. We cannot come to a point where they get to inject us, our own bodies. This is sickening. It's demonic. These people are tyrannical, and it's got to come to an end, and we got to start going on the offense. That's just my opinion. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, Brian, I saw you were on the screen earlier. I'm glad you called back and were able to get in. Have a good weekend. Great points. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. 303-696-1971 is Brian's number. Brian's open line, 303-696-1971. This ongoing text regarding political prisoners continues. My brief research, and I'm not going to spend any more time on it, indicates to me that, in fact, some of the individuals who participated in January 6th events still in detention, and some are in solitary confinement. By the way, the period goes inside the quotation mark, Mr. Texter. However, it appears that all have faced a judge, and those that are still being detained are in that status because they are deemed to be violent, flight risks, or have some other circumstance or consideration where release is not warranted. Absolutely not true. I would be interested in your sources. I could debunk them if I had them in front of me. These people are being mistreated. And besides that, let's assume that even that is true. The conditions inside this jail, the fact that people and Congress people were not allowed to go visit them, that they use COVID as a cover to keep them separated from attorneys, that public defenders who have a left-wing ideology are trying to convince them to write certain statements, we'll get you out of here sooner, it'll lessen your punishment, etc. The truth is going to come out about all of this, and I will continue to call them political prisoners. That's exactly what they are. And to this texter, what do you say about the murder of Ashley Babbitt? The violent protester who had no weapons, military veteran, young mom, who clearly should not have been working her way through the Capitol. She should not have been crawling through a broken window, but her hands went through the window first, empty, empty hands. And then her head came through and she was shot, cold-blooded murder right through the neck. Any comments on that, Mr. Loyal listener, or at least steady listener today and loyal texter? And I really wish, you know, you'd call in. I would love to have this conversation with you. But we've got plenty of other callers who've been patiently waiting. This looks like it might be my old buddy Eric Stapleton. Eric, good morning.
Hey, you great American. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. Long time.
Yeah, but I listen to you in all six or seven of our radios here in the house just in case we have to move from one place to the other. We always hear you.
That's got to be scary.
Hey, young man. God bless Brian and Cheryl. I'm glad they're on our side. Aren't they great people? Patriots, Randy,
yeah.
Your
yeah.
last caller. And yep. then Cheryl before Brian. Anyway, I was telling Big Jim, my point was to talk about Pelosi, because she said, her daughter said something to the fact of if Nancy Pelosi cut off your head, you wouldn't even know it's missing, or something to that respect, long time ago. But my real point is, I had a great day yesterday because I was able to fill out the great Lauren Boebert, which I love tremendously. You know that, Randy. And I mentioned your name in a letter. I put a letter in there with my contributions. All I could afford was $25 at the time. And I have not once heard anybody converse with you or anybody of our Patriot talk show hosts as yourself, Stephen, and so on and so forth. about contributing to her because she sent a letter, you know, saying that, you know, she needs 100,000 Patriots for Freedom Pledge, you know, just to return some money. I did yesterday, and I wrote a letter, and I mentioned your name in it, young man, about, you know, the Jim Hunt's convention, you know, when he had, when you were hosting it as well, you know, with Jack Phillips there. I don't forget about little things like that. That's big. And Lauren Boebert, she is flat out a patriot fighting for all of us. What say you about us helping her get that, you know, that money she needs?
Well,
and I'll hang up because you got big guests. I'll talk to you later.
Well,
much love, okay?
All right, Eric.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your patience.
Bye-bye.
And let me address a few of Eric's comments and points before we move on. Eric's line is open, by the way, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Absolutely, Lauren Boebert needs help. You know, who knows what will happen? Her district is now a safe Republican district, it would appear, which may cause Democrat money to move away from there. But that doesn't mean there couldn't be a challenge from the Republican side. Remember, Lauren Boebert is an upstart. Lauren Boebert is a vocal, MAGA first, America first patriot who calls out other Republicans aggressively when necessary and is simply unafraid to speak her mind. And so she took out a long time, what was it, five-term, Scott Tipton, five-term Republican, took him out pretty big. And then has made a major splash up there. So there's nothing, no guarantees that we don't see a challenge against Lauren Boebert from Republicans. And, of course, as Republican National Committee man, I can't comment if there's a primary challenger on favorites. Seems like it would be a horrifically stupid idea to challenge someone who's been so powerful in the first in her first term as a congresswoman. And it's interesting that Eric brought her up because I was talking with her, was it yesterday, night before? Gosh, it all runs together after a while. Somebody sent me a picture of Lauren Boebert in this wonderful takeoff on the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dress. Remember that red dress she wrote out, that like a $3,000 dress that she wore to some Democrat event that said on the front of it, tax the rich. So Lauren Boebert had a much cheaper knockoff of the same dress made for herself. Of course, she looks much better in it. And showed up on Thursday night at the America First Institute gala event. And so somebody sent me a picture of Lauren Boebert in that dress standing next to a very young, healthy, fresh, energetic looking Donald J. Trump. And they were both smiling. And on the back of Lauren Boebert's dress, it said, "Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon." And I'll send that picture to anybody who hasn't seen it. I've put it up on, maybe I didn't put it up on Twitter yet. I'll get it up on social media. I'll text it to you. Whatever. Just let me know if you'd like to see that picture. But when I got it, I immediately called Lauren. And, of course, her voicemail is always full. Gee, I wonder why. But, gosh, within 2 minutes or so, she called back, and we had a terrific conversation. There is so much to be excited about. I wish I could just tell you details on some of this stuff, but trust me when I tell you that the enthusiasm is so high for what's going on in the America First movement with the America First Institute. Lauren Boebert, as a freshman, was elected to the Freedom Caucus Board just this week, the Freedom Caucus Board. A big, big deal. And, of course, there are a lot of Republicans who try and steer far clear from the Freedom Caucus. And she had met with Trump that night at the America First Institute gala and then went off to Mar-a-Lago. She and her husband had some lengthy conversation, stuff that, you know, obviously you can't get into. But it's just all very, very exciting that you're going to be seeing policies coming out and pushback. Donald Trump's media platform is coming. And yet all of these brainiac Republicans and the acolytes that have jumped on board with the old guard way of looking at things and doing things say, shh, don't mention them. Don't talk about it. That's the energy in the Republican Party. You better get used to it before it steamrolls you because if you think Virginia was won without Donald Trump, you couldn't be more wrong. And no matter who did or didn't talk about President Trump, number one, it was MAGA energy. It was Steve Bannon war room organizations that got 10,000 moms together on this school board issue, and just on and on and on down the list. And that is the energy that needs to be tapped into. There is no similar energy elsewhere in the Republican Party right now. I'm sorry. And I don't care what state you're looking at, what state you're in. We'll have plenty of time to see how this all plays out and to see who's right, obviously. I guess what's troubling to me is the folks who are so certain and so right about election fraud, about the course of the Republican Party nationally or here in Colorado. They're so certain about their positions that they won't talk to anybody with whom they disagree. That is either a lack of courage or a lack of conviction or some other agenda that that I just simply can't understand. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. Let's see. Who did I forget from that last? Oh, Jim was waiting in the last three, and the phone lines are full right now. Let's get to Jim in Arvada. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Howdy.
Hi. I was just a couple things. First of all, I just want to tap on January 6th. I think you pay attention probably to Revolver. It's those that are not being indicted that are of a concern. The leader of the Oath Keepers, he's not on there, and he was a main instigator. I think we're going to find out that this is similar to what happened in Pennsylvania concerning Whitmer, of all these people that are working for the FBI that instigated it, because they're really trying to bury that. That's a big issue. I just wanted to mention that one. So the reason I called you up is that you've been talking about Arizona. And I think you've listened to War Room, and Boris Epstein is talking about Brnovich, and he's not exactly a big fan of his. It seems like he's trying to drag this out, maybe run out the clock. Wanted to get your thoughts on that, because I haven't heard anything on the canvas. And, it just seems to me Arizona's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. You're not hearing about it as much as we were hearing it before.
Well, it's certainly two things. Number one, the people who say, well, the audit was done and it proved that Biden won by even more votes than they thought. That, of course, is a flat lie. More than enough votes were found, illegally cast votes were found to flip that election. Just in one county, 50,000 plus votes, 10,000 margin for Biden in the entire state. But I think there's too much time on the clock for it to be slow walked. I get a lot of my information from conversations with Dr. Kelly Ward, the chair of the GOP in Arizona, and they're not backing down. They have motivation. They've got that state senator Wendy Rogers and others who are just like pit bulls around raw meat. They will not let this go. And you know, if God is in his heaven and there's any justice in America and people don't get talked away or, you know, pushed, prodded away from having conversations about this stuff, there's no way they're going to get away with it. We will solve this issue before these 22 midterms. I just have no doubt about it. So much coming out as every month that goes by.
Well, Maricopa County, they hid all the information. I mean, it came up in the hearings. They hid the what was on the servers, the stuff like that.
The routers can't get access to the machines. Can't look at the ballots. Let's agree and then break the agreement and then ignore the subpoenas when they come. Why would you need to do that if there wasn't so much massive fraud to cover up? Jim, I've got a guest at 11:25. I'm up against the break, but I appreciate you waiting and weighing in this morning on the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Jim's line is open, 303-696-1971. Grab it after we finish talking to Wayne Allen Root in the next segment about his new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We'll come right back to your calls to finish the show. Stay with us here at 710 KNUS. Yep, and on Saturdays we talk about the things that cannot be said. Election integrity. The danger of vaccine mandates, and on and on and on. And I cannot wait to hear the thoughts of our next guest. We're going to talk about a great new book. I got a preview copy of it. Got to read some of it on my short flight to Sioux Falls, to Sioux City, Iowa, for the world premiere of Trevor Loudon's movie, Enemies Within the Church. It is absolutely terrific. And before we get to the guests, though, I just want to warn you, we're about out of tickets to our Arapaho Tea Party meeting on Tuesday with special guest U.S. Senate candidate Eric Andahl. Eric Odland, Aadland, Eric Odland. And, you know, they're free, but because of space limitations, you've got to get a ticket. There's about 10 left, so don't waste any time. Go to Eventbrite, Aurora Arapaho Tea Party, November 2021 meeting, and I will see you then. Now, if you don't know Wayne Allen Root, then I really don't know where you've been. He was, as I recall, and I'm not a sports guy, but I think he was huge in sports before he made the transition to politics. And it's very interesting because I just got a text. Can't wait for your guest. Used to watch him with Jim Feist on Saturday handicapping football. I stopped watching, and all of a sudden he's in politics. Hope he will talk about his past and transitioning to the present. What a great opportunity and a great lead-in to Wayne Allen Root. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good. I poured a cup of coffee because I've heard your interviews before. I'm just going to get out of the way.
You know, it's funny. That's kind of the joke that so many hosts say. They say, when I need a break, I just have Wayne Root get on and just say hello, and then I go down to Starbucks. When I come back 15 minutes later, he's still talking. So I've heard that one before, but I'll try my best to keep all of your listeners and fans entertained and educated and empowered.
Well, you do such a great job. And this text that just came in, I think it'd be interesting for folks to know, you know, how you've developed such great success and why the transition out of sports handicapping into very serious political activism.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I don't think there's too many people in the history of America who have had great success in two completely different industries. And I'm one of them. I remember for years I used to do political interviews, especially when I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, and I was on the presidential ticket in 2008, and that was my first moments in politics. I just happened to run on a lark. Friends convinced me, who were Libertarians, that I was the perfect guy, well-spoken, that Trump needed, and I ran, and nobody knew me, and I was running against a U.S. Senator, Mike Gravel from Alaska, and a U.S. Congressman, Bob Barr from Georgia, who led the impeachment of Clinton, and there was Wayne Root, the sports gambler and sports handicapper, and there were also like 10 other candidates in the race who were all lifelong libertarian activists who everybody knew and everybody loved, and there was the one guy no one ever heard of. No one in the entire Libertarian Convention had ever heard of me. They didn't know who the hell I was or why I'd want their nomination, and then I wound up being the VP nominee. I missed the presidential win literally by like 10 votes, and then the presidential candidate, Bob Barr, stood up on the stage, and he said, there's only one guy I could think of. He's won our hearts. He's won us over. This guy's fantastic. He's the only guy I would ever pick as my vice president, Wayne Allen Root, and the crowd went wild, and I was in politics. That was it. The next morning, I was on Neil Cavuto and at Talking Politics, and it's never changed. I've made hundreds of Fox News appearances and national radio appearances, and now I've got my own nationally syndicated radio show. So I transitioned to a different career, but it's really the same career. Let me tell you why, for two reasons. Number one, politics is show business, and anybody who doesn't understand that is a fool. It's all about entertaining. You can quote stats all day, and people will be bored out of their minds. You can quote facts all day. People will be bored out of their minds. You have to do it in an entertaining fashion. You have to have showmanship, and that's why I was the only guy I know of in the country who, from the second Trump came down the escalator, I said, that guy is me. He's from New York. He's interesting. He's funny. He's a bit of a clown. He's an entertainer. He's a showman. He produces reality TV shows. He's married to a beauty queen wife. Guess what? Every one of those is me. And so I said, he's going to be the next president of the United States. And I wrote a story that day. You know, I called Fox News and I said, he's coming down the escalator tomorrow. I want to write a story today that you put up tomorrow. The moment he comes down the escalator, I want you to publish it. You're looking at the next president of the United States. And Fox News looked at me like, you're insane. All their editors are like, you can write it, we'll publish it, but it's stupid. He's got 1% in the polls. You know he's never going to be president. You're crazy, Wayne Root. But okay. And they published it. And there it was. I'm on record. I said, Trump is the next president of the United States because we need an entertainer and showman to get across conservative principles to the average person who's been dumbed down by TV sitcoms and the lies in the TV news. You got to have an entertainer to cut through all the clutter. And I was right. And I believe he was reelected by a landslide, and the Democrats rigged and stole the election.
Yeah,
twice he won.
It's a chapter in your book, and hopefully we'll get some time to talk about it. It's called The Great Patriot, Protest and Boycott Book. And here's, I love your dedication. This book is dedicated to God, family, and country, personal and economic freedom, free speech, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and to conservative patriots everywhere. God bless the USA. Now, let me just tell you, I am the chair of the largest Tea Party group in Colorado and got myself elected as Republican National Committee Man from Colorado.
Great.
What do you do with the Republicans who handed Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi a lifeline by supporting that godforsaken $1.2 trillion barely infrastructure bill?
Terrible, terrible. I drum them out of the party. I'm sorry, but you know, I believe in a big tent. I'm someone who always says I want more Republicans, not less. But I want more Republicans who believe in the same thing, which is, you know, not stealing elections, not vaccine mandates, not open borders. Any Republican that supported that atrocity last night is the biggest idiot, fool, ignorant moron. You know, what other word can I use? Just complete liar that we don't want him in the party. They should just go register Democrat, and that's the end of them. Because, by the way, every single Republican that I know of that ever went against Trump has already lost in every primary or lost in every general election. They're all drummed out of the party. If you don't like Trump, you're not really a Republican. I'm sorry. You may not like his style. That's okay. But if you don't like the things he believed in, then you're a fool, and you're certainly not a Republican. Because I made a list when Trump was running of the 20 issues I care about most in life, and Trump checked the box for me in like 18 out of those 20. So how can a Republican say I don't like Trump? In other words, for me, by the way, number 1 through number 10 is the economy, the economy, the economy, the economy, stupid. It's all about making money. That's what America's about. That's why you're alive. That's why it's fun, making money. We don't want to be poor. If I wanted to be poor, I'd move to Cuba. I don't want to live in misery. I want to make money. Donald Trump was the best for making money of any president in the history of America, including Ronald Reagan. How do you vote against that? How do you not like that? The stock market was great. Small business was great. Jobs were plentiful. Prosperity was up. Middle class, medium income went up the most in history, and your taxes were down. What's to complain about? I don't care about his tweets. I mean, I happen to like his style. I'm from New York. I get why you wouldn't if you're like calm and nice and Midwestern. You got to get that. You wouldn't like his tweets. But who cares? You only got to like the fact that you have a job and you got a bonus and you got some stock options and your salary got a raise and everyone in your family is employed and the economy is good and we're not at war. What's not to like? If you don't like them, you're not a Republican. Get out of the party.
And we're talking with Wayne Allen Root. And, of course, we hear from the old guard Republicans here in Colorado and the acolytes and media supporters that in order to win in Colorado, you've got to run from Trump. Look what Youngkin did in Virginia. He never mentioned
right.
Donald Trump at all. It was
That's not true. I know it isn't. Not run from Trump. Not true at all.
And it was MAGA enthusiasm that.
Right.
I mean, the unaffiliated turnout, that precious unaffiliated that everybody says we have to walk down the middle for. Turned out at 30%. Republican turnout was something close to 70%, as I recall. It was just
right. And every Republican you speak to loves Trump. I mean, all the enthusiasm is with the MAGA crowd. There is no Republican Party without it. And Youngkin did not run away from Trump. That's a total lie. But he certainly campaigned on a lot of important issues. I mean, he figured out what I figured out. You know, you don't campaign on Trump. Nobody says to campaign on Trump. He's not even the president anymore. I didn't say to campaign on him. But I would say you do campaign on a combination of vaccine mandates, number one issue in America, open borders tied for number one issue in America. And then the third one is everything having to do with parents and children. Anybody who wants to mask my children, anyone who wants to force vaccinate little children with an experimental, dangerous vaccine that's causing emergency rooms to be filled up all across America, and no one's talking about this. emergency rooms, people are sitting on the floor. They're leaning up against walls. There aren't enough seats. This is the most overflowing emergency rooms have ever been in any doctor's memory everywhere in America, and none of them are saying they have COVID. It's got nothing to do with COVID. They're all sick, and the things they're sick with, you have to pay attention to. It's almost all heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, all the things that are the side effects of the COVID vaccine, which I've been warning about for months and months and months. It is an experimental vaccine. There was no control group. It was never done properly. They never spent the money. They never spent the time. They rushed it. It's dangerous. It's deadly. It's a problem all over the world. We've blacked out in the media that in Israel and England and Singapore and Ireland and Scotland, all places that vaccinated before America did and vaccinated a huge portion of their population, all of them are deathly ill. They're sick with all kinds of side effects of the COVID vaccine, and they're also sick with COVID, even though they've all been double jabbed. This is a national nightmare, and you want to put it into my children? Anybody who believes that is not a Republican. Anyone who thinks it's okay to have critical race theory is not a Republican. Anybody who thinks it's okay to stuff transsexuality down my children's ears in the middle of kindergarten is not a Republican. These are the issues that will win every race in America. Every parent is angry about forced vaccines, forced masks at school, and transsexuality being taught, and critical race theory. I'm telling you, those are the absolute stories that will win every election for the GOP.
Wayne, I was on Fox and Friends with a police officer I represent here in Denver, 34-year-old father of four, had COVID last year, serious case, got well,
yes,
he's an athlete and a runner.
Story.
Yeah.
I saw it.
August 22nd, the mandated jab. By August 31st, he couldn't walk on his own. So that generated calls from all over the world, from doctors wanting to help and from people with similar situations. And it's not being reported by the CDC. VAERS is suppressing the numbers. And so people want to make that choice. I'm all for it. But to have it propagandized or mandated or legally.
And give it to children.
It's just terrifying.
It is just sick to give it to children. You don't know. How about if I'm just going to be really nice and really fair? You don't know. We don't know. No one knows what it does to anybody long term. And I think, you know, the fact that the emergency rooms are filled right now, and they're going to lie. They're going to make up some story. I already saw one article that said the doctor's theory is because they can't figure out why emergency rooms are overwhelmed all over America. It's not with COVID. Their theory is it must be all people that had COVID, and these are the long-term effects of COVID. No, it's not. These are the effects of the COVID vaccine. But if you want to be fair, just say no one knows what the vaccine will do to you long-term, because there was no long-term study, and there was no double-blind study. There was no control group. They have no idea what's going to happen by December or by March of next year. What I predict is you're going to see millions and millions of people sick and dying from the vaccine by next March, because the longer it's in your body, the worse your immune system gets, the more it weakens. And that's not Wayne Root, the sports gambler turned talk show host, talking. I'm just simply like Paul Revere. I do a lot of reading, Randy, and I translate it in simple terms to the average person. And the United Kingdom has done the study. I read the study. It's by doctors and scientists. And the study says that for every week after you get the jab, your immune system goes down 5% or so. So by the time you get to several months out, your immune system has lost 90% of its effectiveness, and anything that comes along could kill you, even a common cold. That's what England and their leading doctors, after studying the vaccine, say, and yet we're forcing it on children in America.
Studies in Israel, studies out of India, and just suppressed here in the United States. It's tragic.
Correct. You know what else got suppressed, by the way? This is the funniest thing about the whole story. It's so bizarre. Why would you need the vaccine, and why would you be scared of COVID if you knew that the minute you took a little pill called ivermectin combined with a bunch of really good vitamins, which are available over-the-counter, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, probiotic, take those vitamins plus ivermectin, and you have a great chance of recovering like in 24 to 48 hours with a 24-hour flu. That's what it turns COVID into with ivermectin. And yet in India, the whole country was sick. There was one state in India. It has like 280 million people in it. So the state is as big as the United States of America, basically. And everybody was sick, and it was in the news day and night this summer. And then it just dropped off the news. Don't you find that weird? It wasn't in the news anymore.
Ivermectin.
I was wondering how they went from a catastrophe to not being in the news. It's because the news didn't want to cover that everybody recovered, and it's gone. There's no more COVID. There's no more death. How did they get rid of it? The government handed out free ivermectin pills and free vitamins to everyone in the slums, and ivermectin went away. Actually, and COVID went away. And in America, if you just take an ivermectin pill, every one of the doctors on my show, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not prescribing, I'm just telling you all the doctors on my show who are in the know say that if you just take an ivermectin pill, COVID quickly dissipates. And so you don't need to worry about it, you don't need to worry about dying, and you don't need to get the vaccine because we already have an answer, and it's cheap, it's effective, and there's virtually no side effects, the doctors say.
And Wayne, I've got connections to get that. I'm part of the America Frontline Doctors legal team and other connections that I have, and I have made that available for folks who have COVID and got it, started taking that stuff early, and with 3 or 4 days gone by, they're having a bad cold, and then they're back to just normal health. It's
amazing. And by the way, a good friend of my family's is we're getting married. I'm getting married in about 2.5 weeks now.
Congratulations.
And she's coming to the wedding. She's 88 years old, and she's the most wonderful, sweet woman in the world and a great friend of my family. And she was actually the first showgirl in Las Vegas. And she dated Elvis. How about that? And she got COVID the other day. She was visiting Los Angeles, and she got COVID. And she was in the hospital for like 3 days, 88 years old, and heart condition. And she got out of the hospital, you know, feeling really bad, but at least she was stable enough that they let her family take her home. And they wanted to take her home because they wanted to give her ivermectin, and the hospital would not do it. So finally, when she was stable, they demanded, they let her go. They wanted to drive her back to Las Vegas, and they took her out, and they immediately gave her ivermectin because they had a whole storage of it at home. And so they gave her ivermectin, and within hours, she started feeling so much better. And as of last night, thank God, fingers crossed, prayers, as of last night, she's doing fantastic. Ivermectin on an 88-year-old worked magic. What do you think it'll do on a 20-year-old or a 5-year-old? Why do we have to worry about a vaccine? But they're suppressing this information, and it doesn't make you think I'm not a nutcase. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But
billions
seem like they want millions of people to be sick or die.
Billions and billions of dollars in profits as well. And
right, it's all about money. That's all it's about is money. That's my belief.
Wayne Allen Root,
one of these people that believes population control. I think it's about money.
Yeah, we have killed this segment, and we barely even talked about your book. I will promote it. Can we get you back and dig into the book next time around?
Yeah, dig into the book next time.
All right.
The book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I think it's the answer to how we fight back and win this battle. It's about boycotts, strikes, protests, and civil disobedience, just like Martin Luther King preached. I preach the same thing for conservatives, patriots, and Christians, and I think we can win this thing. And the book's been a bestseller for the month it's been out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allen Root, and my website, rootforamerica.com.
Well, I have gotten through We Have the Power. What does the silent majority believe in? Yes, Democrats stole the 2020 election. First, Democrats stole the election. Now they're trying to steal the country. Now they're trying to steal the country part two, and I can't wait to see what comes next. We will have you back, sir. God bless you, and thank you for your courage and your absolute talent in getting it out and getting it out quick. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on. RootForAmerica.com, like R-O-O-T, tree root, RootForAmerica.com. Thank you, Randy. God bless.
God bless. Straight to the break and then back to the phones when we return on 710 KNUS. Meow. I suppose instead of the usual old theme music, we should have just a little bit more of this.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
We'll be doing some of that Tuesday at the Arapaho Tea Party meeting. The meme, the picture, if you go to Eventbrite to get your tickets, is bloodbath. And then we'll have to talk about Republicans and the Republicans who sell us out and just snatch defeat from the jaws of victory every single time with this support of Nancy Pelosi and the Biden socialist agenda. Man, oh, man, what a downer. We've got about 10 tickets left at Eventbrite, so don't dally. Just look for Arapaho Tea Party at eventbrite.com and grab your free ticket there. We're going to be packed. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Odland will be there to talk about his campaign and his vision for the future. And then we're going to really not only celebrate by looking back, but look ahead. We've got some time for calls. Before we jump to the phones, I just have to remind you one more time about my friend Dr. Julie McCallum. The team at Cenegenics have literally pioneered the medical specialty of age management, and I can feel the difference. Cenegenics will help you develop healthy coping strategies that benefit your immune system and improve your overall well-being. Through Cenegenics, I've been able to get my protective medicines for COVID. I've got ivermectin on the shelf and hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak, and I'm taking the right hormones and vitamins and everything else. I'm living without fear of a virus. But that's not what Cenegenics is all about. It is there to design your complete system to get your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy, make you feel better, reduce the aging process by making you enjoy life and be able to participate in life more. You'll literally become stronger, sleep better, if you just follow along. And I'm not a zealot. I'm not doing as well as I could. And I am still loving my time participating in Cenegenics. In fact, I get my first year annual assessment to compare last year to this year coming up here in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait. Check out Denver Cenegenics at denver.cenegenics.com, denver.cenegenics.com, or call for your free consultation with Dr. Julie McCallum, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, Dr. Julie McCallum, denver.cenegenics.com. John's been waiting forever. We appreciate it. Good morning, John.
Good morning. This idea that Trump, that Youngkin ran away from Trump, needs to be rebutted very explicitly. Trump ran on patriotic education, the 1776 commission. Youngkin ran on it. Trump ran on tax cuts. Youngkin ran on it. Trump ran on cutting regulations, cut regulations. Youngkin ran on it. Trump activated the economy. Youngkin ran on it. There is nothing that Youngkin did that was running away from Trump. In fact, he was Trumpian, a successful businessman. And Tucker Carlson and Brit Hume, after the election, come along with this narrative suggesting the same thing. But Tucker has been constantly wrong on this. He said that between Biden and Trump, we needed to find a better president at one time. It is important that we constantly emphasize exactly that Youngkin was Trumpian, not the other way, or not running away from Trump. And it never gets said with the preciseness of exactly what Youngkin did do. They always want to say he just ran away from Trump. He ran with Trump, and we don't say it enough precisely. And that's what I think I wanted to rebut from the prior caller and to make the rebuttal point. And I've got a second point, if you want to allow me.
You're talking about the caller from a couple hours ago who was just shouting about how Democrat or Republicans need to separate themselves from Trump in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be pretty hard to do when he becomes the Republican nominee, when he is the energy behind the fueling the Republican Party and unifying the Republican Party. Anyway, I do have one other call I'm going to try to get to, but you've been waiting a long time. Go ahead and get to your second point.
Well, the second point is about January 6th. And we have these political prisoners. They've been there for 10 months. Back when I was younger and all through these years, whenever the Democrats had a political prisoner that they wanted to claim, they always had a demonstration. They always had a constant mantra, you know, free the political prisoner, free the political. Why have we Republicans been so frigging silent about keeping these nonviolent people imprisoned on bogus charges? We need to be saying that they're political prisoners. Where is our mantra? I just don't understand it. We should be saying free, you know, the January 6th prisoners, or free the 400 or however many of them there are. And it's leaving. Not only have we left Americans in Afghanistan, we have left nonviolent people subjected, you know, to injustice in our own prisons. It's Afghanistan and our Washington, D.C. courts are just a disgrace.
John,
and we're not making the point. I'm shocked.
Going to pause you there. I've sure been trying to make it this morning. Thank you so very much, and have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you.
Lines are just on fire. And I will say that Bruce is the texter that I was engaging in. He sent his name in, and that I was engaging in over describing the people still in jail from January 6th as political prisoners. So he wasn't hiding out, and I really do appreciate people being willing to share their name. Says something more about the strength of their convictions in my mind. All right, we got about 7 tickets left for the Arapaho Tea Party. So if you'd like to come, it's eventbrite.com. Look for Arapaho Tea Party, November 2021 meeting. Next Saturday at 1 o'clock, I'll be talking about Roe v. Wade, past, present, and future at the church. Give you all the details. Next Saturday, we'll have Rose Zipor back on to talk about that. Everybody left on the phone. So sorry. People are asking about ivermectin. Send me a text. I'm going to be tied up for a few hours, but I'll get back on and try and respond to everybody. Text to my phone or use the 710 CAN-US text to studio app. Very important that people that want to try alternatives, legal alternatives, have access to them. But that's it for 3 hours. We will be celebrating next Tuesday the wonderful results of the Tuesday elections, talking about the future. But as we say goodbye, always remember, please never, ever forget. I'm Randy Corcoran. God loves you. So do I. Your job is to never surrender your freedom. God bless. Have a great weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.